All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the SEC tournament is set to begin this Wednesday in St. Louis. It's the first time, of course, you know, they're trying to move things around to accommodate everybody because we saw the Missouri Tigers join the SEC conference several years ago. So, of course, they are going to have the home crowd with them as long as they are in this tournament. Now, the SEC has the potential to get 8 teams in next week's NCAA tournament, as this is a deep conference for the first time in a very long time. And you just have to ask yourself, what is at stake heading into this tournament? Well, you look at the Auburn Tigers. They are the top team in the SEC this year. Of course, you know, several people, you know, finished them to finish last. But Auburn went 13-5, 25-6 overall. I don't think that they'll get a number one seed in the big dance, even if they win this tournament. But I think Auburn is looking at a 2 seed, and if they are unable to win the SEC tournament, possibly a 3 seed. You have to ask yourself, will the Alabama Crimson Tide be able to get back on track? Bama looked like a lock not too long ago as far as making the tournament, but they head into St. Louis on a 5-game losing streak, and it won't get any easier for them as they're going to face Texas A&M in the second round and that 8-9 matchup. And Texas A&M has been playing some good basketball after they started off very slow. I look at the Florida Gators. This is a team that could be very dangerous. They finished 3rd in the SEC. They're going to be that 3 seed. You know, they're going to get the winner of the Arkansas game, whether it be South Carolina or Ole Miss. That's who they're going to face in the quarters. And I tell you right now that the way that Florida is playing, you saw what they were able to do to Kentucky to finish off the regular season. You know, because of that, I think Florida has what it takes to win this SEC tournament. Now, they're hot right now. I think they're going to be hot in St. Louis. And I think it's just a matter of Florida being able to carry that over into the big dance and do some damage in the NCAA tournament. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.